I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israelis on Sunday staged the largest anti-government protest since the war in Gaza began, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and the ongoing hostage talks. Roughly half the hostages in Gaza were released during a week-long ceasefire back in November, but repeated attempts by international mediators to broker another ceasefire deal have failed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Pope Francis rallied from respiratory problems to lead some 60,000 people in Easter celebrations and make a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza and a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Francis presided over Easter Sunday Mass in a flower-decked St. Peter's Square. He then delivered a heartfelt prayer for peace in the annual roundup of global crises. Members of the public lined up outside St. George's Chapel in Windsor on Sunday to express their well wishes to Britain's King Charles as the monarch concluded his first public royal event since his cancer diagnosis was announced. Upon leaving the church following a traditional Easter Sunday service, Charles and wife Queen Camilla headed towards the members of the public to shake hands and wish a happy Easter. Charles has postponed all previous public engagements since Buckingham Palace announced he was to undergo treatment. This is VOA News. Easter Mass was celebrated on Sunday at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral with a message of good over evil, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan told worshippers packing the pews at St. Patrick's, Easter, when Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead, reminds us God always has the last word.
Good ultimately conquers the bad.
He spoke of Christ's sacrifice and honored fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller as an example of that.
Who believed, get this, that the lives of those he was sworn to protect were worth even more than his own. He died in the line of duty.
Cardinal Dolan says Easter is about resilience, hope, and believing good will ultimately triumph over evil. Julie Walker, New York.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign is accusing President Joe Biden of being insensitive to religion, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Biden issued a proclamation that March 31st, which is Easter Sunday this year, be a day to lift up the lives and voices of transgender people across the country. The Trump campaign is calling for Biden to issue an apology to millions of Catholics and Christians. Biden, a devout Catholic who regularly attends Mass, is often at odds with conservatives over his acceptance of abortion, gay marriage, and transgender rights. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkey's main opposition party has retained its control over key cities and made huge gains in local elections. Preliminary results reported by state media Sunday showed the opposition mayors of Istanbul and Ankara retaining their seats. Their party was leading in 37 provinces. The vote was seen as a barometer of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's popularity as he sought to win back control of key urban areas he lost to the opposition 5 years ago amid a deep economic downturn and high inflation. The strong showing is likely to help invigorate the opposition after a scathing defeat in last year's presidential and parliamentary elections. Crews on Sunday in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, continued the complicated and meticulous operation of removing the steel and concrete from the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge, which came down on Tuesday after one of its main supports was struck by a massive cargo ship. Cranes periodically swung into place on Easter Sunday, and workers measured and cut the steel to prepare the lifted sections of twisted steel. I'm Joe Ramsey.